Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that the Lord is doing a new thing for thee. I want to thank you for allowing us to minister to you. By now, you should have already received your books titled The 7 Deadly Mistakes. I want you to stay informed and stay up to date. Keep your eye on your emails and phone calls and your inboxes, because we're going to keep you up to date of any when we're going to be doing the four-week course on this book. The ebook, so that we can go deeper, and so that you don't walk out those 7 deadly mistakes, because that is not the plan nor the will of the Father concerning it. Now, the enemy will try to attack you in several different areas. He will try to attack you where you can become a little bit insensitive, if you allow that, where you can be weak-willed, where you could be careless or fault-finding or shy or fearful or cunning. And that is not of me, yea, saith the Lord. Yes, I've called you to be modest. Yes, I've called you to be patient. Yes, I've given you a soft heart. Yes, I've put a strong prophetic anointing inside of you. Yes, I've made you to be one that is very sensitive and one that is very perceptive to the things of the Spirit. And yet God says to thee that you must begin to not allow the enemy to cause your sensitivity or you being thin-skinned to begin to internalize your feelings, because people can say something and you can take it and run with it and make it more than what it is. And that's how the enemy would try to bring an attack to begin to distance you and cause you to fall into hurt and pain. And God says that is not of him. Surely, the Lord says, yes, you were shy growing up. Yes, you're a good listener. Yes, you are. But the Lord says, do not become a step over, because if you become a step over and a step on, then you can become bitter in different aspects of your life, and that is not of the Lord. And those are some of the areas where the attack could try to come to break your focus. Yes, God says he can cause you to become depressed easily. Why? Because you're like a sponge, and yet it seems like you were a late bloomer, and that sort of frustrated you, and thus you must learn to develop faith. Yes, God has gifted you strongly, but then again, you must learn to use wisdom in all that you do, because the enemy wants to try to make you highly emotional. He wants you to become easily influenced by your environment. So know that your environment and people around you is key, and watch whom you have around you. And so with this, you must learn to develop to see how important you are in the world and all that God has called you to do and all that Father God has placed deep down inside of thee. So the Lord says, don't allow criticism to have its place in thee, because criticism can cause hurt, and hurt can cause fear, and fear can cause isolation. And so you can be highly sensitive and emotional and reactive, and yet God says learn to stand in him and trust him. See, these are some of the areas that the enemy would try to attack you in, but yet you must learn to use the wisdom of the Lord and not let it be, because this is not the will of Father God for thee. For the Lord says, don't fall in to childhood patterns and giving and receiving attention, because you can be an easy victim of depression and lack confidence. But the Lord says, know that that is not his plan for thee. For the Lord says, I have strengthened thee, and I have made you in my image, and I have equipped thee, and I created thee, I fashioned thee, and I know thee, because your blood, your spiritual blood, your spirit is of me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Robin. Robin, I hear the word of the Lord for you stating that there's going to be much security. God says that things are going to be so much easier for you. God says that you're going to do things with ease, with no discomfort whatsoever. And I'm hearing God say that much is going to just come to you. It's like, oh yeah, I got the answer to that. So God says for you to prepare yourself, because he's going to reveal much unto you, and there's much that you're going to do. Because God says that there's much creativity on the inside of you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Robin. God says the answer is yes. Yes, yes, yes. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Robin. I just hear God saying that he's healing and bringing forth healing to see some children around you. It's like they're almost around you, at your feet. And God says he's bringing forth healing to the family. He's bringing forth guidance and counseling and wisdom and advice. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Robin. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, let go and let God. God says this is the season of swift new beginnings. And I do hear Father God saying, Don't second guess yourself. Don't consult with man and don't consult with others concerning what he's called you to. For Father God says you are anointed and you are appointed for your assignments at hand. And Father God says he's revealing some secrets to you. And Father God says as he reveals your secrets, don't share with others. It's for you to begin to process and move forward. And that is the word of the Lord. And I do hear Father God saying there is a blessing concerning your health. Father God, he said healing to your body in this season. Father God said get the medical, physical, and even contact a nutritionist in this season. For Father God says what seems minor is going to be eliminated completely. And I hear Father God saying it won't be major, it's going to be minor. And that's the word of the Lord.
Well, again, I want to thank you, Robin, for the seed of $52. The Lord says you're going to grow spiritually. You're going to grow in revelations. You're going to grow in wisdom and in knowledge and understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, you're going to see that you're going to make wise decisions over the next 3 months. For the Lord says, woman of God, that you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and you're going to rise in strength because you're going to know that I am the Lord God Almighty that gives thee the power to prosper. For this is a time where you're going to begin to see new money showing up for thee. Something, I don't know what this is about, but something maybe possibly surrounding an inheritance or something, money coming into your hands. For what the enemy meant for evil, God said, I'll turn it to good, and you're going to prosper in this season. You're going to prosper. This could be around something, maybe insurance or an inheritance or something of that nature. But God says you're going to move into a season of power. For you're coming into a season where the Lord says, I prove myself unto thee. I will prove myself unto thee. And you're going to see that through patience and perseverance, I will give you an eye to see which you did not see before, and you will soar like an eagle. For this is a season where the God says you must rest in him and know that he is the Lord. And as you see and know that he is in charge, you're going to prosper. Oh, something surrounding real estate, maybe sales or purchase, I see around you too. Real estate shall bless you, yea, even in this season. Oh, the Lord says, right. The writer, the singer, the music, the poet, poetry is about to come forth. For you're going to see that which seemed to have been stuck is ready to be released. Now listen to the prophet inside of thee, and I will give you invaluable information. I will give you secret information of the doings of people. I will give you information concerning the realm of the spirit that will allow you to prosper. Oh, money is coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And it's going to pay off. And it's going to give you the ability to handle some kind of debts or obligations. For the Lord says, the more you give, the more you're going to receive. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. Thank you for your seed, woman of God. For the Lord says, this is a season where you're going to be successful. For I have made you to be an overcomer, and victory shall be thy portion. God bless you.